Now, we also want to just welcome Phoenix one more time. So can we put our hands together and let's welcome Pastor Mervin and everybody at Phoenix. Come on, give them a bigger round of applause tonight. Let's welcome them. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to Exodus chapter 14, and we're going to just read one verse. I want to share a little bit about 2018 and what our theme is. How many of you know what our theme is for 2018? It's forward in 2018. Can we get Exodus 14 and verse 15 up on the screen? That'll be great. Exodus 14 and verse 15 up on the screen, New King James Version. And the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward." Tell the children of the Durban Christian Center to what? To go forward. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. As we come to your word once again, we declare that heaven and earth may pass away, but your word will never, ever, ever pass away. And I thank you tonight, Lord, as we come to the end of yet another year, and we are on the threshold of going into the new 2018, I want to thank you that your word will strike deep in our hearts, that it wouldn't just be a great message, but I thank you today that, Lord, your word would be weighted with your dew, and it would be weighted with your presence right now, that your word, you said your word that comes from your mouth would not return void unto you. I thank you that tonight your word will find its mark in every one of us, that whatever is lacking, whatever is needed, whatever is amiss today, whatever is in disorder, even as your word comes and you sent your word, I thank you that there is a repositioning, there is an order that comes, there is a faith that you begin to raise up in our hearts. Lord, I thank you that you said faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so we bless you tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. I looked up at the word forward, and it's comprised of seven letters. And over these next couple of weeks, we're going to be kind of just unpacking all of those letters. And so if we look at the first letter in the word forward, F, that is really about being focused in our faith. And I'm going to talk a little bit tonight on the F part. The O, if we come to the O, F-O, O is basically that in 2018, we're going to believe God to be open to every God opportunity that comes our way. We're not going to allow the economy and blame the economy and blame the government. We're going to be as sharp as eagles. We're going to be sharp in the spirit and be open to every God opportunity. What is the R? F-O-R. The R means that we're going to be ready to reap every reward that God has for us. Is there anybody that believes here that when you have faith, your faith will be rewarded? So we're going to get to talk about in the coming weeks. Amen. Then the W is interesting. The W is about we winning wholeheartedly. And we win when we together wholeheartedly serve the Lord. Amen. So bump your neighbor and tell them in 2018, I'm going to win. Come on, say it like you have a bit of faith. In 2018, I'm going to win. I know some of you don't even know what's going to happen in 20. I don't even know if I'm still going to be employed in 2018. My contract comes to an end at the beginning of February. I don't know. But bump your neighbor and say, in spite of it, we're going to win. That's the W. The A, F-O-R-W-A, is about the ability to achieve. Look at somebody and tell them, I believe I have the ability to achieve all that God has for me in 2018. Hallelujah. The R, another R coming up, means that in 2018, we are going to be resilient. We are going to be resolute. In other words, I have a tenacious faith. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let anybody mess me up and stop me from getting all that God has. We're going to be resilient. We're going to be brave. We're going to be courageous. We're going to be as bold as lions. Can you say amen? And then the D is that we are going to be determined in 2018 to make a difference. I don't know, in that workplace, you're in that workplace, why? So that you can make a difference. In that marriage, you might be the only person saved, but you're saved to make a difference. In that school, you might be the only child saved in that class, but you're there to make a difference. Can I get an amen? Amen. Praise God. So we're going to look at the word forward in just that one letter, F. And that really speaks about being focused in our faith. I looked up the word forward, and there's three things about the word forward. It means, number one, moving towards the direction that is in front of you. Look at somebody and tell them in 2018, you're going to have direction. Come on, maybe some of us have been zigzagging and moving in and out of here, but 2018, I want to prophesy over you. If you are moving forward, it means you are moving into a there is a specific direction that you are moving in. Hallelujah. The second thing about forward is that you're moving towards the future. Look at somebody and tell them, I've got a great future. My past is my past. What happened in 2017 happens, stays in 17. What happened in 1917 stays in 1917. But I've got 2018, which is my future and your future. And if I'm moving forward, I'm moving into my future, the future that God has. Can you say amen? The third thing about the word forward is that it's used in relation to progress. Is there anybody here that says, I'm about to progress? I'm going to progress in my business. I'm going to progress in my finances. My bank balance is not doing so well, but it's time that I prophesied and spoke to my bank balance and say, bank balance, you're about to progress. Hallelujah. So let's look at the word F, focused in our faith. We are going to be focused in our faith. I want you to understand that this is a journey of faith. Our walk with God is by faith. When we sing by faith. When we come to serve in the house, we serve by faith. When we give by faith. When I love by faith. We receive by faith. Everything is about faith. As a matter of fact, the covenant that you have with God is not just a blood covenant, but it is a faith covenant. I want you to lift your hands and say, I am a faith person that has a faith covenant with a faith God, and God will always honor my faith. And the book of Romans, it actually clearly defines for us what that walk with God by faith ought to look like. And in Romans 1 and 16, it says, for now I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. For the Jew first and also for the Greek. And here it comes now, verse 17. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed. How is it revealed? From faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. My walk with God is from faith to faith by faith. Look at somebody and tell them, your walk with God is from faith to faith by faith. Come on, that's it. When you get up, it's from faith to faith by faith. By the time you come to lay your head to rest that night, it's from faith to faith. And how did you get there? By faith. You wake up the next morning and again, it's from faith and you get to faith. And how do you get there? By faith. Bump your neighbor and say, neighbor, my walk with God is from faith to faith by faith. So moving forward in 2018 means that we're moving in a certain direction. And I want you to understand that there is something that gives you and I direction. It's called vision. Look at somebody and tell them, vision will always bring direction. And that direction, to some degree or other, will bring about a certainty. We can talk about the God of certainty, that there is no uncertainty with God. As a matter of fact, the prophet Malachi prophesies in chapter 3 and 6, and he says, for I am the Lord your God, I do not change. I do not change. Hebrews 13 and 8 says, Jesus Christ is the same what? Yesterday, today, and forever. There are some certainties when it comes to God. His word is a certainty. Hallelujah. The blood that he shed is a certainty. His love for humanity, for us tonight, is a certainty. The forgiveness of God is a certainty. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you can take it to the bank. It is a certainty. The fact that one day Jesus is coming back again is a certainty. So in other words, the core essence of God never changes, and yet God changes all the time. Now, if you're confused, then that's great, because you ought to be confused. Let me try and explain that to you. The core essence of who I am, as John Torrance, means that I've got certain DNA. and I've got certain RNA. And then I've got an ID number, I've got a fingerprint, I've got a voice print, and all of that makes up my core essence of John Torrance. That's who I am. And that will never change unless I have my fingerprints removed, I don't know, surgically. But if not, that will never change. The core essence of who I am remains the same. However, the way that I interact in my world will differ from day to day. And in that sense, I'm always changing. The core essence of God never changes. He is the God that changes not. Yet the way that He responds to you and I and the way that He interacts with humanity is always changing. We can ask people, what was your encounter with God like when you first got saved? And every one of us will have a different story to tell. Hallelujah. We can come here on a Sunday and sing a song, and I tell you what, man, the anointing came and heaven opened up and the glory of God came, and my goodness, we can think, okay, let's use this song next Sunday, use that song, and you use that song, and everything is as flat as a pancake. Why? Because He is the God that changes not, yet He is a God of spontaneity. Hallelujah. I like it the way that Jesus explained it when He spoke to Nicodemus in John chapter 3. And Nicodemus, a Pharisee, came to Him in the middle of the night and said, Jesus, there's something about You, man. I recognize something. I feel something. Nobody does the miracles that You do unless they've sent from God. And Jesus just says to him, you must be born again. He says, what? I understand about the certainty of a natural birth. I understand the certainty of being born once through my mother's womb, but you're talking about going back into my mother's womb. And Jesus said, what is of the flesh is of the flesh. What is of the spirit is of the spirit. I understand the certainty of the first birth, but the second birth, there is an uncertainty. And Jesus clarifies, and He says in verse 8, the wind blows where it wishes. And you hear the sound of it, but you cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. So even though there is a certainty, yet at the end of the day, there is an uncertainty, an unpredictability, a spontaneity of God. And that's what makes our walk with God such an adventure. Hallelujah. I don't know about people who say serving God is boring. Every day is an adventure. Every day ought to be something great. And so vision brings about direction. And that direction, as we move forward, we move into our future. Hallelujah. Means we move and we keep on moving. We're not stagnant. In 2018, we're not going to be stagnant. We're going to keep on moving. In other words, we're going to have the faith and tenacity to move forward even when everything else is telling us not to do so. Do you know that it would have been easier for the Israelites to have gone back to Egypt? Here they were facing the Red Sea, a mountain on the right, another mountain on the left, the Egyptians coming from behind. It would have been easier for them to have gone back. But God said to Moses, tell the people, tell them to move forward. Hallelujah. Can you imagine the Israelites every day marching around the walls of Jericho, 7 days, marching around and seeing nothing? Just keep moving. Oh, I'm sure people began to moan and began to complain. But Joshua, come on, just keep moving. Just keep moving. I want you to bump your neighbor and tell them in 2018, you're going to keep moving in God. You're going to keep moving in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love CrossFit, and we're doing a workout of the day, and your lungs are bursting, and you're sapped of all your energy, and your muscles are burning. I tell you, that thought to quit and to stop pops up in your head. But somehow, I've discovered it, that if you stop, it's a big deal to start all over again. But if you just keep moving, it's amazing how you can get through that workout. And it's amazing how you can get through problems and challenges and giants that you're about to face in 2018 if you just keep moving. Your marriage might be strained and you might feel it's time to quit, but somehow you stay and keep the marriage moving, even if it's by faith, and you stay and you keep doing the right thing, and you stay and just keep moving. And it's amazing how the one day you wake up and you discover, my God, He's restored my marriage and all is well because you kept the marriage moving. You kept moving in the marriage. Can I get an amen tonight? Bump your neighbor and tell them, keep moving. 2018, we're going to keep moving. As long as we're moving forward. Might not be much ground that we'll regain. It might be a small step here and there, hardly noticeable, but you're moving. And when you're moving, you're going to help me to move. And when I move, I'm going to help you to move. And we're going to help each other to move. And as long as we're moving, people are moving. And as long as people are moving, the church is moving. Can you say amen? Look at somebody and tell them, as long as people are moving, the church is moving. And we all get to move forward. And we all get to move into the bigger and the better and the greater that God has for us. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know that God put eyes in front of your head so that you can move forward. You can walk forward. You can move forward in life. You can move forward in that marriage. You can move forward in that business. I don't know about anybody that drives a car and they keep looking, just looking at the rearview mirror. They're driving forward, but they're looking at the rearview mirror, looking behind them. You're going to hurt yourself. You're going to be badly disappointed. And you're not going to gain much ground. You're not going to get very far. You can't go forward looking back. Can I get an amen? You know, sometimes we don't want to move forward. You know why? Because it's too comfortable where we are right now. And moving forward means that there are times when it's going to get uncomfortable. There are times when it might even be painful and it might hurt. But I'm here to tell you, church, nobody was able to birth anything without there being some discomfort. All you got to do is just ask a woman if childbirth was easy. If childbirth was easy and it was without pain, we would have quadrupled the population by now. And so there's tremendous pain and discomfort during childbirth, but it's just for a moment. It is short-lived, and then comes the joy. And you forget about all the pain and the discomfort. Well, we didn't have any pain anyway, so we're fine. We're cool. But you know, it's the same in life. And so the F is that we are focused in our faith. Focused. If we're going to move into the forward of 2018, we must be focused. We can't afford to be running with this and that. What is it that God has called you to do? I think it's time for you to take inventory of your life and find and say, God, what is it that you have called me to do? Usually your giftings and talents and abilities will kind of reveal the calling that is upon your life. But I think it's important that you ask yourself, what is it that God has called me to do? And then I want to say, come on, major on the majors and don't major on the minors. Keep yourself focused. And I want to say to you that in 2018, not like we haven't, but we're going to be focused in our faith, but focused on Jesus. Everything is about Jesus. Everything we do is about Him. When we come to volunteer and serve in the house, it's because of Jesus. When we gather to sing and dance and clap and we do all of that, why? Because it's about Jesus. When we enter into worship, we lift up our hands and we close our eyes and we begin to pour out our love and adoration. It's because of Jesus. When we get on the instruments to play, and we've done that this year, and too much to my amazement and your amazement, but we do that because of Jesus. We're actually playing for Jesus. When we come to hear the word, we hear the word because the word will always point you to Jesus. The word is Jesus. And so when we preach the word points you to Jesus. And we come and believe God every Sunday for what? That people may have an encounter with Jesus. We want to pull out all the stops and make it happen. Why? So that people can come to know Jesus. Do you know, family of God, sometimes I think believers have forgotten this very fact. They've forgotten about the fact I'm coming to church And I want to argue and I want to fight because I can't park here and I can't sit there and all kinds of stuff. And we forget that we're coming to church because of Jesus. We're coming to church because of Jesus. And I'm coming to church every Sunday when I get up, every weekend when I'm preparing. I'm not saying, God, I'm trusting to receive from you. I need my miracle. I need my breakthrough. No, no, no. I'm coming and I'm preparing. I'm saying, God, there's somebody. If there's just one person who needs an encounter, if there's just somebody that needs a miracle, won't you help me prepare the atmosphere for that person? Because it's all about Jesus. We're building the new dome. Why? Because it's about Jesus. This new building is on the entranceway to our city. And when people drive past, it's not so much the building, it's the builder of the building that we want to reveal to our beloved city, Durban. Hallelujah. And that building is his church, made up of all kinds of people brought in sovereignly by the Spirit of God. And people come to know God because of Jesus. People find freedom because of Jesus. People find their calling and their purpose in life because of Jesus. And people begin to make a difference in this life, in their family, in their jobs, in the city because of Jesus. What am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you that our focus is Him. Everything is all because of Jesus. If we took Jesus out of the equation, we would have nothing. Can I say that one more time? If we took Jesus out of the equation, we would have nothing. This then would be a club of sorts where we could come and drink coffee and rusks and play a bit of bingo, get together and have some more coffee and some more rusks, play some more bingo. I don't know, maybe sleep a little bit, play some more bingo. Have some more coffee and rusk, play some more bingo, rest a little bit, come back next Sunday, play some more bingo. I don't know about you, I don't come to church to play bingo. I don't come to church to have coffee and rust. I come for the presence of God. I come so that people can encounter Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? See, at the end of the day, it's all about Jesus. And He's the one that makes the difference. Wayne, if you could come up right now. Every head bowed, every eye closed in this place. It's all because of Jesus. And we are moving forward in 2018 because of Jesus. That Jesus would be glorified in our lives. That Jesus would be exalted in our marriages. I don't know what it is that you're planning for 2018. But I'm asking you, if you're part of this house, part of this church, Would you come and move forward with us in 2018? Hallelujah. I'm here to move forward. And when I move forward, maybe I'm going to help you move forward. And when you move forward, maybe you're going to help somebody else move forward. But I don't know about you. I sense God wanting us to move forward in the things that He has for us. 2016, I'll never forget that year, 7th of June, when that fire devastated the dome. And then in 2017, we had the tent come down. And I told my wife, when that tent came down, the sting wasn't as bad as the dome burning. And then on the 13th of November, we bid farewell to the father of this house, the apostle, Pastor Fred Robertson. We bid him farewell. And I'll never forget that day when he told us about his day today was to go and be with the Lord. And by 11:06 that night, he breathed his last. And I'm trusting for great things in 2018. Come on, when you've been through the fire and you've been through the rain and you've been through the wind, there's not a whole lot more that the devil can throw your way. Can you say amen? With every head bowed, every eye closed, I want to ask you this question. Would you consider moving forward into 2018 with Jesus? Because He's the reason. We had Christmas and it was great, and presents and family and food and laughter and merriment. But actually, it was all because of Jesus. And tonight, I don't know where you stand. I don't know where you're at, looking at me in Phoenix in the overflow, in the hall, or maybe in the conference center, or maybe you're somewhere in this whole wide world. And I'm talking to you right now. Jesus loves you. You say, but Pastor, you don't know what it is that I've done. I've behaved terribly. I've been a terrible husband, a terrible father, a terrible mother. I've been a terrible child. Whatever it is, we're not here to scrutinize the sin. Sin is sin. We understand that. But the love of God is greater in this place. And here's the thing that really, truly boggles me, is that God has a desire for us. The Bible says that He delights so much in us that He actually sings over our lives. He rejoices over you with singing. That's how much God delights in you. You say, but John, you don't know my mess. You don't know my sin. I feel terribly ashamed. I don't even know if God wants me. I want you to know the reason why I know He wants you was because He sent His Son to die, Jesus, on a cross for you. And through the cross, He looks at you and says, I want you, and 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 you. Every one of us. The cross is not a place of exclusion. It is a place of inclusion. And when God looks at us, He says, I know the sin. I know you fell short. I know the embarrassment. I know the guilt. I know the shame. But I'm willing to take you just the way that you are. And that truly boggles me. When the father looked and saw the prodigal son coming back home. And the prodigal son, if you know the story, had been living with pigs, feeding off the pigs. I'm sure by now there was a smell. He didn't say, son, I'm glad you've come home. That's wonderful. Before I hug you and love you, would you please take a bath? Would you please change your clothes and put some aftershave and some deodorant? Because I need you to rehabilitate yourself before I can receive you. No, he ran towards his son. And in spite of the stench and the smell, he wrapped his arms around his son. And in the Greek, it actually says that he kissed the son, and he kept on kissing, and he kept on kissing, and he kept on kissing, and he kept on kissing. Because love never fails. And God loves you this evening. I want you to know, with every head bowed, every eye closed, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could go into 2018 having been reconciled back to God? Wouldn't it be a marvelous thing for you to have all of your sins forgiven right on the threshold of 2017, 2018? And say, God, that was 2017. I'm stepping into the new that you have. I'm stepping forward. And we're going to move into 2018. You and me, God. You and me. You and me, God. We're going to move into 2018. If that's you tonight, and I know that you're here, I'd be honored to pray for you. I'd be honored to pray for you in Phoenix. I'd be honored to pray for you in the overflow areas. Don't go into 2018 still ashamed and embarrassed. God will take you just the way that you are, and He'll clean you up, and He'll love you, and He'll forgive you, and do a wonderful thing in your life. You ready? I'm going to count to three. When I get to three, I want you just to lift up your hand as a sign for me to pray. You can lift it up in the overflow. You can lift it up in Phoenix, watching me in Phoenix. And we're going to pray for you. You ready? Here we go. One, two, get ready. Three, go ahead and lift your hand up. Say, here's my hand. God bless you. God bless you. Anybody else? God bless you. God bless you in the back. Don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. This is not the time to pull back. Let me tell you that all of heaven is noticing your hand right now. All of heaven is about to erupt with joy. Right now, we're going to pray for you. I believe there's more hands right now. You're in this place. Say, Pastor, would you include me in that prayer? I will, I will, I will, I will. Just lift your hand. Lift your hand in the overflow. Lift your hand up in Phoenix. Lift your hand right now. Those of you that have your hands uplifted, I want to pray for you. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. Don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. This is going to be a phenomenal moment. Would you go ahead and stand? Go ahead and stand. Go ahead in the overflow and stand. Go ahead in Phoenix and stand right now. Phoenix congregation, we want to tell you that we love you. I'm going to be handing straight back now to Pastor Mervin. Can we give them a big round of applause in Phoenix? All right, we're handing back to Pastor Mervin. Those of you that are standing here tonight, all over this place, in the overflow, I want to pray for you. Would you give me that privilege? So here's what I want you to do. I want you just quickly to step up out of your seat, walk down the aisle, and come and stand with me in the front. Would you come? Come on, just come. Come on, let's make some noise in this place. That's right, come, come.
Just as I am, my God, hallelujah. Oh, what amazing love.
One more time.
Thank you, Jesus. Just as I am.
Before we close, we don't want anybody to miss out on this wonderful opportunity down in the overflow. Just come to the front. We're going to lead you in a very simple prayer. I believe there's a few more people that are still deliberating right there. Please, I beseech you tonight not to go into 2018 not having been reconciled back to God. You can come back to the Father. You can come back home tonight. I want you to know that He loves you. He loves you. You don't have to stand there ostracized. You don't have to try and blame yourself. You don't have to try and keep hitting yourself over the head because you failed. Your marriage failed. Your business failed. I want to tell you, sir, I want to tell you, ma'am, you can come just the way you are. Come back to God. Would you do that? We're going to sing that one more time. I want you to get up out of your seat and come.
Those of you in the overflow, those of you here standing in front of me tonight, what a phenomenal, powerful moment this is. I want you to bow your heads. We're going to lead you in a very simple prayer, and I want everybody to help them pray this prayer, all right? Would you say after me, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I come to you tonight
in
Jesus' name.
Just as I am,
with all of my faults,
all of my failures,
and all of my sin,
and
I ask you for forgiveness. Thank you for your amazing love. That tonight I receive. Thank you for your blood.
Thank you for your blood
that cleanses me and washes me. And tonight, I receive eternal life and the forgiveness of all of my sins. And I'll never be the same. From this night onwards, I boldly declare, Jesus,
Jesus,
I belong to you, and you belong to me. In Jesus' name. Would you stretch out your hands towards these folk right now? Come on, I feel such a presence in this place. Do you know the spiritual implication? As we have about 10 minutes left in 2017, and we can begin 2018 by all of these wonderful people coming back to God, whether it's a rededication, whether it's a first time, whether it's a second time, whether it's the 100th time, the important thing is that people have responded. Not to me, not to this church, but they have responded to God.
And that's powerful in the spirit realm. 10 minutes to go, all right? Stretch your hands out towards these folk. Lord, I bring every one of these precious people to you tonight. Every one of them, every single one of them. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your amazing love. Some of them, Lord, it's the first time that they are encountering such a love of this magnitude. Now I pray that you would just overwhelm them. Right now, even the heaviness of 2017, the bitterness, the disappointment of 2017, I thank you that that already is in the past. And right now, I declare every man, every woman that stands here to be a brand new creature in Christ, a one of a kind, a brand new person. I thank you for your nature that's in them tonight. I thank you that tonight, Lord, every assignment of the enemy is canceled from off their lives. And we speak your blessing. We speak life. We thank you for the greater that you have in 2018, and that together we will move forward in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Now, okay, we still got some time, so we're not going anywhere. But what we'd like to do is we have some people that want to spend just a minute or two with you. Not long at all. So if you can turn around, Pastor John is going to lead you down the aisle. And would every one of us tonight, as they walk down the aisle, can we clap for them and make some noise and rejoice? All right, just go. Praise God. screen right now, we are going to declare these words for 2018. Everybody ready? All right, let's begin. Heavenly Father, thank you for 2017, for all that you did, and for bringing us thus far by your might and power. We are a faith people who have a faith covenant with a faith God, and our walk with you is and always has been from faith to faith by faith. In 2018, we will, by the Spirit of God, recognize and apprehend every God-given opportunity that comes our way. We will be ready and purposed to reap every bountiful harvest in God. 2018 will be the year where we will pioneer and charter new frontiers and territories in God, so as to advance your kingdom on this earth. Souls will be won, discipled, and added to your church. As we together lift up the name of Jesus over our city and nation, we fully recognize that without you we can do nothing, and that with you and each other we are able to move forward and to keep moving forward. We declare that the supernatural life of God will flow into every area of our lives, thereby releasing God's supernatural miracle working power. We thank you that where there is vision, there will also be your provision for all of our needs. We will be resilient, tenacious, and bold as lions, knowing that while the kingdom suffers violence, the violent take it by force. We will not give in, go back, sit down, or back up. Instead, as the army of the Lord and chosen for such a time as this, we will arise and move forward into the bigger, better, and greater that you have for us, in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's people said, tonight. Hallelujah.